This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Jim Sikowski, pitching coach, right now acting for the Lansing Lugnuts, but during the year, once Vancouver season gets underway, the Canadiens pitching coach. First things first, Cy, for the Lugnuts pitchers that you've seen, you saw last year and in years prior with Vancouver, what are you seeing with these guys in their development?
Well, I see some improvement with some of these guys on certain pitches that they're trying to tune up a little bit. They're getting a little bit sharper. It's a lot of it is psychological sometimes, that they think that this in Vancouver is such a big jump and they stop trusting what was successful for them at the level before, and they start applying a little bit too much pressure on themselves. I think Avendano and sometimes you see it in Cole, the two starters that were just phenomenal for our team last year, maybe apply too much little pressure on themselves. Things don't go right. Every level is going to be a little bit tougher until you get to double A, and then there's a big jump from A ball to double A. But I see good strides with some of these guys. Some of their other pitches, the changeups and sliders, are getting better, and hopefully in the long run they'll get on a good streak here and get something exciting going on.
Are there basic differences between what a pitcher needs to do to succeed in the Northwest League compared to what he needs to do to succeed in the MWL?
Well, I think success is a lot having to do with knowing what your pitches do, knowing how to use them in the game, and having the confidence to execute your game plan. And sometimes when they go to that next level, they start thinking that they have to do something different because it's a different league. And they may not know the hitters as well or whatnot. And I think if they just stick to their game plan, stick to their strengths, attack hitters, and do everything that we've been preaching to them ever since they signed as a Blue Jay, they'll be okay. But for some reason, they start doubt keeps creeping in, and they start getting tentative. And we want aggressive pitchers that are going after the strike zone.
Something I've seen that very much from this year is Ben White. You saw in Vancouver, and this year really looks like he's taken a step forward. What have you seen from him?
Hadn't seen him. I'll see him tonight.
Uh-huh.
I saw him last year, and a lot of the things we started off, he had a real rough start. And his tempo was the big difference, that he gets the ball and gets back on the mound and starts throwing pitches. It's almost like that run-and-fun-gun Oregon offense that had with under Chip Kelly. He wants to execute his pitches in as least amount of time as he possibly can and be back in the dugout as fast as possible. And that works because now the players are all fresh. They're making plays for him. And if he's throwing it in the strike zone, then the hitters are always playing defense because they're not ready for that next pitch. It's on them so quick.
What was it for Taylor Cole between 2011 and 2012 that allowed him to take such a leap forward?
Well, I think not many people know about his little story, that he had a two-year mission trip and not even picking up a baseball for 2 years when you're 19, 20, or 20, 21, however old he was at that time. It takes a lot out of your body, especially as an athlete. So it's going to take him a little while to get his strength back. I know that in junior college, some of our scouts and some of the coaches I know had him radar gun up to 94. So he's starting to creep that way again, and it's just going to take some time and get that strength all the way back. And it's hard to do it while you're trying to compete and get hitters out too. So he's doing a fine job. Made big strides last year, and this year making a little bit of a transition, trying to throw more fastballs, trying to get that velocity going. And he's looking pretty good.
We first saw Javier Avendano last year as a reliever. Then he went down. He was one of the aces for your Vancouver team. What is he working on right now?
He was the ace. He was lights out all year long. Had one bad outing during the season. And this year, I think he's putting a little pressure on himself. And you're seeing balls get up in the zone, where last year he owned a down and away fastball. Whenever he wanted to throw it, it was right there. And I think he's getting away from that a little bit, maybe because he's putting some pressure on himself and maybe not getting the calls or what. And I think he's just got to figure it out mentally and stay aggressive with his pitches. His breaking ball is actually looking a little bit better than it was last year. And I know he's using his changeup more, especially than he did last year. So those are encouraging. But I'd just like to see that bulldog aggression into the strike zone with his fastball down, like he had last year.
Eric Sekula began this year for the Lugnuts, pitching in the 6th, 7th innings. You saw him at the back end of the pen last year. Now he's at the back end of the Lugs pen. Why has he been so effective?
Well, Eric didn't really start in the back of the pen for us last year. He was kind of a middle of a rotation. Drew Permison was our closer. Drew went down with an elbow injury, and then Ian Kadish became our closer. And when Ian got promoted to Lansing last year, then Eric stepped in, and he's just he's like a bulldog. He just gets the ball, and he attacks hitters, and he's relentless on pounding strikes at them, and he's got a hard enough slider/cutter that they really don't see it very well, and it gets on the lefty's hands, and it's enough to get off that righty's barrel, and, you know, it works for him.
Speaking with pitching coach Jim Sykowski, in with Lansing for 4 days while Vince Horsman's away visiting family, and then off you go to Vancouver. What is this experience like? You just step in, and we saw you last year, same thing, 4 days with the Lugnuts. How is that for you?
This is an awesome organization that gives the coaching staff a breather during the middle of a season somewhere like this. And Vinny's doing an outstanding job, and he's been doing it for a few years. To get 4 days to go off to, you know, your child's graduation, you know, not many organizations let you do that. You kind of miss those things. This organization's been outstanding about doing something like that, and it's just great. I was down in extended league program for 2.5 months, and my mind was just getting just, it's like Groundhog Day. It's the same routine over and over. It's nice to get a little bit of a break, 4 days, and then come over here for 4 days. So, like, I've had 8 days off. Actually, I've worked 4 days here, though, but it's different than what I've been going through. So it's been fun. I like to come here. I love the weather right now. Many people are thinking it's still too cold. But I've been in Florida for about the last 3 months.
You so don't mind this.
This is nice weather.
After Lansing, after today, what's your schedule?
I fly down to Dunedin, Florida tomorrow, Sunday, and then one practice on Monday and fly to Vancouver, B.C. on Tuesday.
How well do you know who your pitchers are going to be?
Well, I know the guys that were down there because I've been down there for 2.5 months. So the guys that are going to go to the team from there, which I don't know yet, I'll know those guys. The guys from the college draft, I'll only get to see them for 1 day. And depending on who has a visa and who not, who goes, I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that yet.
For you as a coach, how long do you have to see a guy work? How many outings, how many side sessions before you say, all right, let's talk, I've got some things for you?
Well, I like to be hands-off at first because there's obvious reason we drafted a guy, and I want to see what that is. If it's a potential injury waiting to happen, then I may step in quicker. But if it's just a guy, the way he throws, then I'm going to let him throw the way he throws. And maybe just give him some finer points of the psychological game and not anything to do with mechanics or anything like that. But if it's a guy who's putting stress on his arm, then I may address that early with Dane Johnson, our minor league coordinator, with his okay.
Do you have basic fundamentals of pitching that you tell your guys, doesn't matter who the pitcher is, this is what you need to do?
Well, we all have fundamentals, and a lot of our fundamentals are like the bunt plays and pop-up priorities and stuff like that. So those are net in stone of how we want to attack our bunt plays. And the guys that come in Vancouver, we'll go over that bunt play at least once a homestand, maybe twice a homestand all year, because they really don't get it. There's like four plays, and they've got to understand what everyone does on that play. So it takes them a while. In college, some of these college guys, there's like 50 plays that they have to learn. We try and narrow it down to just four basic. And really, if they can get just the first one right, we'll be in good shape, because we are very aggressive on how we go after bunts.
Beyond that, what are the differences between working with, say, a college pitcher, a high school pitcher, and an international signee?
The difference is the college guy has been taught one way for the last 3 or 4 years.
And hammered into him.
And you almost have to kind of reprogram him for the getting away from aluminum bat syndrome. Guys are afraid to pitch in because of the aluminum bat. They don't break. You got to kind of let them know it's okay. You can throw your fastball more in this level. They break, the bats break, and you'll get easy outs inside. So the college guy is a little bit, you know, just getting them to trust his fastball instead of, you know, the aluminum bat. A high school kid, they're from ground zero. You really got to kind of nurture them along psychologically, also with the physical demand of pitching, throwing a baseball every day. We're in high school, they pitched once a week, and now they're going to be going every fifth or every sixth day. They got to kind of get into the professional routine of everything. And an international guy, hopefully most of them spent some time at our Dominican program, and they've kind of got a sense of what's going on. They get to the States, it's more a language barrier than anything. So I try and stay on top of my Spanish as much as I can. but I'm lacking at times. But I guess they respond okay. I know enough of it to understand and communicate with them.
Finally, you work with a good friend. Back in 2008, 2009, Lugnuts' manager was Clayton McCullough. He's been the manager of Vancouver last couple of years, and again, I believe this year, won the championships last couple of years. What's your relationship with Clayton?
Clayton's a good guy, good baseball knowledge guy, works hard, unbelievable that we keep on teasing him because he was the manager of the year. I don't know if you know this. He was the manager of the year for the Lugnuts, I guess, in the Midwest League, went to the Florida State League and became the manager of the year in the Florida State League, and then got demoted, down to the Northwest League and became the manager of the year. So this year we're teasing him, saying he's going to go down to the Dominican League and maybe manage that. But
hey, if it works.
he does a great job. He's on top of it. He understands players and all the everything fundamental-wise that we need to work on. He's very engaging and very articulate how he teaches. A very good teacher of the game. So guys respond very well to him. Got a good pulse of team. And last year, you know, I mean, it was just fortunate that he had a good team around. I thought last year's team was pretty darn good.
We'll hope for the same this year. But a well-respected man, pitching coach Jim Psychowski. Si, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.